Hey everybody, Lauren here, and welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Friday. Have you ever said something that you immediately regretted? Or have you said the right thing at the right time to someone? There might be a couple moments in my life where I said the right thing at the right time, but more often than I want to admit, I have said something that I've immediately regretted. The thing is, our words hold power. I mean, they hold a lot of power. What we say affects people, and whether we're sarcastic or just kind of think without saying sometimes, that can do damage. If you're like me, you're quick with your words and you're good at explaining how you feel. That's how I like to spin it. You know, I'm good at talking, I think. There's a lot of positives to, you know, speaking with confidence and knowing what you like and being able to explain to other people how you feel. But there are a lot of negatives, like not leaving enough room for other people to speak or talking too much instead of listening. Those are things that I'm working on now. But today I wanted to share a strategy that a friend told me the other day. So if you're the type of person that you find yourself regretting words you say too often, then this really might help you. I know it's helped me. In the heat of the moment, before you say anything, ask yourself if you're going to care about this thing in 2 hours. Throughout the day, when I'm with my daughters and I don't have another adult to talk to, I'll get annoyed or heated about something. Like yesterday, I was talking to Comcast on the phone and it was annoying as always. And I vented to David over text message, like just about how annoying it was. But then immediately as I did it, I regretted it. Because does it really matter? Am I really going to care that much in 2 hours? No. That's the reality. I was just heated in the moment and I put that negativity on him when he's at work. And that's one thing that I'm trying really hard to not do anymore. So if it's not going to matter to you in 2 hours, then don't say it. I like this 2 hour rule because by waiting that time, you are filtering the things that don't matter that you might never tell anyone. And you're also allowing yourself to think through the things that really do matter. So let's say it would have been something more serious that I was upset about and I did want to tell David in 2 hours. Well, yeah, say the things that are important, but if you wait just a little bit of time, you're able to wrap your mind around the situation and express yourself better. This also helps me to really figure out what I'm upset about. Was it about Comcast or was it about being stressed out about this or was it about something else? Before I just start complaining, because if you're like me, you might just kind of start and just talk and just find where you're going. You want to ask yourself, okay, am I really upset about this thing? Or am I tired? Am I bored? Am I overreacting? Is there something else that I'm upset about and I'm using this little thing to kind of hide it or mask it? Get to the bottom of what's upsetting you. And if you wait 2 hours before you explain it to someone, you can really figure that out. I do think it's important to express ourselves and you don't want to bottle up a bunch of emotions, but I'm never someone that would bottle up anything. If you know you're that type that you'll bottle up emotions and that you need to speak, then this message isn't for you. This message is for the people out there that express themselves maybe too much. For me, it's been so helpful to think this through because I don't like complaining. I don't like the way complaining makes me feel, and I know that the person I'm complaining to doesn't like it. So if I can help myself think through situations before just starting to complain about them to someone else, I know I'm just going to be happier. I'm going to have more of a grateful mindset, and I'm not going to project this negativity onto somebody else. And how can you be negative when you have these little baby noises happening in your presence? I mean, come on. I know I have a ton to be grateful for. So, long story short, our words have so much power. And although we'll slip up, I mean, I think I'm getting better at choosing my words wisely, but then I'll slip up and say something stupid. So, that'll happen. But for someone who struggles with reining her words in, I think it's important to at least try to be aware of it and to work on it. Try to be more thoughtful with your words for you and for everyone else around you. That's my tip for today. Let me know what you think, and if you try this, I would love to know. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and write us a review. We will love you forever if you do. That's it for today. We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.